Alright, let's get the show on the road. What up, dogs? It is I, Great One himself, Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs, dropping CLSology on your bitch asses this morning. Pretty much just got out of bed like an hour ago. Here at the studio, still wearing my pajamas because I can podcast in my pajamas because I'm badass like that. Still working on the first cup of coffee as well. Keep your expectations appropriate. You can scream and shout with all your might. Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, and motherfucking moan. Dig in your heels and hold on tight. Shove your opinion up your ass. That way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely third possibility, you are wrong, and I am right. Fuck you. You know why? Because I am always right. I have always been right. I will always be right. I'm right, right now. I can't fucking help but be right. You know how it is that I'm right all the motherfucking time? Because I'm never wrong. It's that fucking simple. If you're wrong about something, you're unsure about it, just don't open your fucking mouth, and you can never be wrong. This is the weapons platform from which I launched the cruise missile, my intellect stating the obvious podcast that seeks out and destroys and hurts the little motherfucking snowflake feelings of fucking statist all around the world. I got a great big old motherfucking dick that you can suck if you don't like it. Fuck you. Fuck you. And we need to watch the sound mixing on the opening, because in the previous episode, I noticed in the opening, the sound mix, the awesomeness of David Gilmour's guitar playing and the applause of my millions and millions of fans was overpowering my voice a little bit. And we need to understand that there's nothing more important than my voice. If there's anything on the planet Earth, even in this solar, if there's anything in this solar system more important than the sound of my voice, I want it found and shot. All right. What up, dogs? It is I, Great One himself. In the control room over there is the lovely and adorable Randy. Today is March the 20th, 2015. We did not get around to recording a bunch of episodes this week, like I promised. Like I bullshitted you, because you actually believed when I said I was going to do something. You fell for that. You people will never learn. I'm always talking, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, and I never do it. It's okay, though. God, the fucking queue, the shit. Pile the stuff I have to talk about on this podcast. One of the commenters on YouTube a while back said something, left some comment to me about me running out of stuff to say, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but he made some comment about if I run out of things to talk about or something. I'm just like, Dan, you've got to be crazy. I have so much shit. All right, which means I should get onto it. God. I am God, but if you want to email us, you send your email to God, that's dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the internet. And if you attach a photo of yourself naked, that's even better. If you're a hot young man or if you're a cute young girl, especially if you're a volleyball girl, send your pictures. All right, anyway. Hold on, I need more coffee. And then we're going to get this party started, as they say. That's what the kids are all saying nowadays. We're gonna get this party started. I'm gonna get this party started. Watch out, your voice. Hey, when I was your age, we had to walk uphill to start the parties. All right. Speaking of parties, I was recently reminded why I don't go to parties. I went to a party with some friends of mine, and party is a gathering with some friends of mine that I normally hang out with. We went to the home of one of these guys. And, what? Yes, I will stop fucking with the microphone stand while we're recording. My bad. Thank you, dear. Went to this thing, and there were two other people there. They were a couple whom I had not met before. They were friends of the guy, the man who owns the house, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyhow, I'm at this gathering. We're at his house with these two people we don't know. Well, the two people who I didn't know, Let me just give them names. They're Alice and Bob, because those are always come to mind. Alice and Bob are an older retired couple. Well, actually, Bob still, and I didn't get clarification, Bob works at the university, I think. I don't know if he's a teacher at the university. I don't know what he does. Maybe he used to work there. He's retired, but he had some connection to the university. Doesn't really matter. Alice was your typical older woman. She had a bunch of makeup on her face. She had her hair cut short because once women become old, once they hit the wall, they know they don't need to attract men anymore, so they cut their hair off. She was old, and I've never watched Jersey Shore, but I have this impression of Jersey Shore from watching the South Park episode about Jersey Shore and about how New Jersey is taking over America. And she was a typical East Coaster in that sense. She had the tan that looks kind of fake, and she had the accent, and she was kind of mouthy, and she didn't know how to use a cell phone. Anyway, we're sitting around the table, and we're talking, and somehow it comes up, where are people from, and blah, blah, blah. And I mentioned, and some, I don't remember the exact sequence of events, so I'm going to have to just take the snippets and drop them, and they may be out of order. But anyhow, at one point it came up, I think it came up something about somehow we got to the South trying to leave and all this other stuff. And, you know, and she was going, yeah, the South tried to leave and we wouldn't let them. That was a mistake. And I'm like, and I said, yes, we did try to leave and you didn't let us. So deal with it. And she says, where are you from? And I said, well, I'm from Texas. And she looks at me, she says, how do you tell people you're from Texas? As if I'm supposed to be ashamed of being from Texas. Now remember, this is important, folks. This is a left-wing, this is a hardcore left-wing statist. They're all tolerance, diversity, multiculturalism. She's an Obama cocksucker, as you're going to find out in a minute, when she just takes Obama's nutsack in her mouth and almost swallows it. So it's coming. So is Obama after the fucking nutsack massage she gave him. But, you know, for this fucking nasty East Coast, hardcore liberal Democrat, left-wing statist, dried-up, short-haired, makeup-wearing cunt with wrinkled fucking fake tan skin to say to me, how do you tell people you're from Texas? As if I'm supposed to be ashamed of this. You know, I'm like, I don't, because I'm not a woman, and so I don't go through life concerned with what other people think about me. I mean, it doesn't matter. And I said to her was something along the lines of, I don't need to tell people I'm from Texas, because I don't, because I'm not into fucking attention-seeking whore. I don't walk up to people and go, hi, I'm from Texas. Hey, what's up, man? I'm from Texas. Hey, how's it going? Hey, wait. Hey, you know, you run across the street and I'm all out of breath and catch up with somebody. Hey, I don't know you, man, but I just want to let you know I'm from Texas. Right, I don't go through life fucking attention whoring like a goddamn fucking dried up East Coast cunt. So then the thing is progressing, and of course it's Bush, and Bush was evil, and I'm like, you know, I did my usual thing. Whenever dumbasses say Bush was from Texas, I always say, yeah, and you stupid fuckers voted for him. That's how he became president. Anyway, we got around somehow or another to the war. No, we got around to, I said, oh, so you're okay with Obama killing all these people. And she says, who has Obama killed? And I said, did you know there's a war in Afghanistan? Did you know that there are people being shot in Afghanistan? And she says to me, here comes the epitome of left-wing statism. One of these days I'm going to do the episode where I'm going to talk about the differences between left-wing statist and right-wing statist, because I have like 3 pages or something of stuff to cover on this. And they're all statists, yes, but I guarantee you there is a distinct difference between the left-wing statist and the right-wing statist, which is, as I've said before, why I can handle right-wing statist better than I can handle left-wing statist, because you can have an intelligent conversation with a right-wing statist. I know you may think, I'm at this other thing. I'm at this other get-together, and the topic comes up of how Google is going to start labeling websites as being true or not true. And so, of course, there's this one old, fat cunt who works for a nonprofit organization. I mean, it's so fucking stereotypical that I can't even. It's like water is wet. These people are so fucking stereotypical in everything they do, and yet they think they're such independent, free thinkers, and all this other shit. She's fat. She's ugly. She has a mustache. She's loud. She's talking about herself through the entire fucking meeting, and not about herself in some way related to what the topic is supposed to be. But I'm doing this, and I got this promotion, and I'm doing this. It's all about her. You know, and when this comes up, she says, oh, so Google's going to label Fox News as being not true? Oh my God, it's a Fox News isn't true joke. Oh, it's so original. You're the first one to think of that. Slap your knees, kids. Because all the other news networks who were saying Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, when they produced the forged documents about George Bush and the National Guard, whatever that was, when Dan Rather went, right, all of that was true. But only Fox, and everything on Fox is untrue, which is interesting. So if Fox News came out and said that Hussein Obama is president of the United States, would that then be a lie? Would he not be the president somehow, magically? Yeah, I mean, just this is what kills me about left-wing, and this is the difference. Right-wing statists don't pretend, and I've told the stories about talking to like the religious people protesting the Loveland Museum and all sorts of stuff. Right-wing statists who are hardcore religion, Christian, stuff like that, they don't pretend that they're these free-thinking, open-minded individuals. They will tell you outright, yes, I hate fags because God said so. Now, you can engage them and you say, show me this in the Bible, and you can have their conference. But a right-wing statist will never come to you and go, why, yes, I believe in open-mindedness and tolerance. They're perfectly honest about the fact that there are people they hate. It's like Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter sits there and says, yes, all Muslims should be exterminated. You can disagree with her all day long, but at least she's fucking honest about the fact that she thinks Muslims should all be killed. I can work with that. If you give me somebody willing to be honest, I can work with that. Left-wing statists are the most racist, sexist, discriminatory, cock-sucking, fucking judgment-making, stereotype-making, brain-dead, cock-sucking fucking pieces of shit that have ever walked the surface of the earth. And they have absolutely zero self-awareness. They think in their tiny little fucking brains, they are the most open-minded, accepting, tolerant individual ever. It's like, you're not. You are the most predictable, most stereotypical. Once I find somebody and they make a comment like, Fox News isn't true, or how can you tell people you're from Texas, I can predict everything about you. I can predict every fucking belief system you have. You give me any social issue, I can tell you exactly what you think about it. You are the most fucking mind-controlled cocksuckers on the planet Earth if you're a left-wing statist. You are not these fucking free-thinking individuals that you think you are. You're so goddamn stupid. All right, let me get back to the dried-up fucking East Coast cunt. So I said to the dried-up East Coast cunt, there's a war in Afghanistan, did you not know this? And she says to me, do you think Obama is responsible for that? I'm like, yes, I do. Obama's been the commander-in-chief of the United States military for 6 years. I think he's responsible for the war. And this dried up cunt, her mouth just falls open and she looked like I had tried to piss in her face. She was just stunned that somebody would think that Obama, the commander-in-chief of the military forces of the United States of America, and without a doubt, the single most powerful human on the planet Earth, might have some level of responsibility for the war in Afghanistan. That she was fucking speechless. And then my friend, a friend of mine who was there with me, to her credit, she's kind of a liberal Democrat. I've talked about her before. She's my friend I drink with. She's sort of liberalish, but she's also intelligent. She's the one with the PhD in plants. She says, and what about those drones? Do you think those drones are just flying around killing people on their own? And I'm like, thank you. Good one. It's like, right. Do you think that all these people being killed by these drones, Obama has nothing to do with that? And this is the fucking liberal mindset. I've talked about this before. Liberals think that Obama is not responsible, and responsibility is the key, right? Liberals think Obama, he's not responsible for the war, he's not responsible for the economy, he's not responsible. He's been the president for 6 years, yet he's not responsible for anything. Which, now as an anarcho-capitalist, we can have all these debates about should the government be responsible, can we be, but we're not doing that. We're talking in a very just low-level, practical political sense. Here's the question. So if you're in a situation like this, and unfortunately the situation did not go further because she says, we need to change the subject, which is, had we not been, we were at my friend's house. Had we been in neutral territory, like had this conversation started at a bar, I would not have let the conversation change. Right? Because she immediately saw she was going to get her ass kicked, and so it's like, let's change the subject. Because we are at a friend's house, and this is a, I believe, a key point of anarcho-capitalism, and also, one of these days I need to talk again, I want to talk again about Satanism, because this also comes up in Satanism, about how when you're in somebody else's home, you respect their rules. So I was in somebody else's home. I'm not going to start a knockdown, drag-out political discussion with some dried-up East Coast cunt in somebody else's home when we're supposed to be there having a good time. Had this happened in a neutral setting, there would have been no changing the conversation. I would have ripped this fucking cunt a new asshole. I would have fucking tore her head off, shit down her neck. I would have absolutely fucking destroyed her. But that was as far as it went, and I let it slide. But this is the mindset of the liberal Democrat, is they look at Obama and he's not responsible for anything. And my question is always, okay, the man's been president for 6 years. He's not responsible for anything. He can't fix anything because George Bush. He can't close Guantanamo Bay because George Bush. The war in Afghanistan is still going on because George Bush. The economy still sucks because George Bush. All this stuff. So if Obama can't change anything, why did you bother to elect him? What if he can't change anything, if he can't do anything about all these problems, what's the point of him being the president? I mean, Obama is still giving speeches that sound like election speeches. We need to do this. Well, dude, you're the fucking president. Go fucking do it. Shut the fuck up and take some responsibility and do it. But you're a left-wing liberal statist Democrat, and responsibility is total fucking anathema to you. Just for this bitch to tell me, do you think Obama's responsible for the war? Well, yes. Yes, I. And this is how incredibly fucking stupid you people out there are. That, do you really think the commander-in-chief of the military forces is not responsible for the military forces of the United States being in another country shooting people? I mean, how do you fucking think that's not true? How do you think the commander-in-chief of the American military forces is not responsible for the actions of the military forces? How? What? Please, some fucking liberal, cocksucking, fucking left-wing statist cunt out there, fucking send me an email and explain to me, detail by detail, process by process, step by step, explain to me so that even a fucking retarded 3-year-old can understand it. Explain to me how the commander-in-chief of the American military forces, the United States military forces, is not responsible for the military forces of the United States being in another country killing people. Now, if there were a formal declaration of war, I might be willing to buy it. Because if Congress declares war, that might necessitate the commander-in-chief sending American troops to a place he does not want to send them to kill people he doesn't want to kill. There is no declaration of war against Afghanistan from Congress. Send me a fucking explanation. Anybody, feel free to try to fucking school me. Explain to me how the most powerful man on the planet Earth, who controls The Armed Forces of the United States is not responsible for the Armed Forces of the United States killing people in other countries by troops on the ground and by automated drones and by dropping bombs. Fucking explain that to me. You're so goddamn smart, you should be able to fucking explain it to me. Alright, that was that. God damn it. I just wanted to kill this bitch. Fucking stupid people. Oh, wait, that's not it. That's not it. Thank God I have notes. Then, this stupid bitch and the guy, Alice and Bob both, start talking about how stupid kids are these days, about how they can't spell and how they can't write. And, gee, where have you heard that before? You've heard me bitch about that all the time. Here's the difference. Bob used to work at a university. Right? Both of these people, left-wing liberal Democrats. Okay? Whenever old people talk about how stupid kids are, let's go back to responsibility. So how much responsibility... I know it's a dirty word. It's worse than cunt. I mean... Feminists would rather hear the word cunt than hear the word responsibility. Responsibility is probably one of the most offensive words you can say to a fucking feministatist. How much responsibility do these old people have for kids being stupid? Where did the kids come from? Well, they came out of the uteruses of old people. And who taught these kids? Who raised these kids in the home environment? Well, the old people who were their parents. And who taught these kids in public schools? Old people. Who supported the public schools? Who paid for the public schools? Who allowed the public schools to have low standards? Old people. Who told these kids to go to college? Old people. Who teaches at the colleges? Old people. Who supports the colleges and makes sure the colleges get government funding, and who tells their kids it's a great idea to take out loans? Old people. Right? It's not like, again, you've all heard me bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch and bitch endlessly about the medicated generation, about how stupid they are, about how they're all on drugs for their personalities. Who put them on drugs for their personalities? The old people did. Right, this idea that this generation, which is the dumbest generation, read the book, The Dumbest Generation, I highly recommend it. They are the dumbest generation. I truly believe that. People right now under the age of 30 are the stupidest humans that have ever walked on the surface of the planet Earth. But they didn't become the stupidest humans ever in our history just all by themselves. Again, it's statists don't understand this shit. It's just like, well, Obama didn't cause the war. He was just standing there and the war just appeared and there's nothing he can do about it. Right? These kids, they just came out and they're just stupid. And us old people around the kids, us old people who raised the kids, who taught the kids, who create the society the kids exist in, us old people around these kids who are stupid as fuck, we have nothing to do with them being stupid as fuck. Well, no, we have no responsibility for this whatsoever. These kids are just magically stupid as hell all by themselves. My voice is giving out. Hang on. I did do vocal warm-ups this morning. As I was coming to the studio, I was doing Sally Sells Seashells by the Seashore. But these old people, yeah, these kids are stupid. They can't write. Okay, and you have nothing to do with that, do you? You have no responsibility. You contributed nothing to these kids being stupid. They're just stupid all on their own, just in a complete fucking vacuum. I mean, the sooner I've started reading Aaron Clary's book, Enjoy the Decline, which I highly recommend you get, along with his other book, Bachelor Pad Economics. They're on Amazon. You can get them as Kindle or in printed format, Amazon.com. Go there, Google them. I mean, search them on Amazon.com. Enjoy the Decline and Bachelor Pad Economics. I mean, really, I'm honest to God, the economy of the United States cannot collapse soon enough. Because that is the only thing that is going to restore any level of sanity. In a recent blog post, Aaron just made the point that he thinks it is going to be a while before it collapses, just because of the ability to borrow money and all this other stuff. And I agree with that. It's unfortunately not going to happen soon. I feel pretty certain it will happen in my lifetime, but it's like not going to happen in the next 5 years. I wish. That would be the greatest. But the economic decline of this country and the impending breakup cannot happen too soon. It just can't. It can't. Kids are stupid, but we have no responsibility for that whatsoever. That is the attitude of stupid, dried up, East Coast, left wing, femistatist cunts. Okay, now I got all of that taken care of. Now, Randy, how are we on time? 26 minutes in. All right, I got to think about, do I want to do this? Or do I want to do what I promised you guys I was going to do? Do I want to actually stick to one of my promises? Eh, fuck it, let's do it. Let me actually follow through on something. So in the end of the last episode, I promised you, well, I mentioned, I don't make promises. I mentioned that some sex surveys I was going to talk about. Let's do those. Five strange sex studies to ruin Valentine's Day. Two of them I don't care about. Here's the first one. To clean or not to clean. Our favorite part about science is that if anyone questions your study, you can simply respond that it doesn't need to make sense. It's science. Case in point, the American Sociological Review recently stomped on the advancements in equal rights for women when it published a study making a case that couples who share household chores and responsibilities have sex less often. According to the study, couples where men performed traditional feminine chores, cleaning, vacuuming, and folding, were likely to have sex 1.5 fewer times than other couples where the men did not do these chores. What the study failed to report was that men who neglected the chores were no longer breathing. Oh, let's kiss some femistatist ass. Now again, any actual man could tell you this without a scientific study. Yes, women do not want to have sex with beta males. If you're in the house doing shit like vacuuming and cleaning and folding the laundry, you're a beta male. Women are not attracted. Men who don't help with the chores aren't breathing. Ha! See, this is from Rooster Magazine. It's this local throwaway mag here in Fort Collins. And it's just this juvenile magazine, and it's aimed at the college age kids. That's why there's this ass kissing of femistatism and, you know, attempt to placate gender equality and all this other shit. No, chicks don't want to fuck men who act like girls. It's that simple. This is no surprise to anybody with brain cells. You're sitting around the house and you're a man and you're doing all, you want to get laid, you go outside, you build a fucking doghouse, you do household repairs, you change the oil in the car, you do manly shit. You notice that women don't want to jump in and do shit like clean the leaves out of the gutters or change the oil or whatever, but yet women expect men to come and help them with the household chores, except of course these women aren't going to fuck these men, yada, yada, yada. Those of you who have, you know, who know what I'm talking about, I don't need to go on. Those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, you're the people who still think that the way you get women to have sex with you is by agreeing with everything they say. And my only response is, how the fuck is that working for you? Next one. Say no to the soul, mate. Lonely scientists at the University of Toronto confirmed their heart suspicions when they released a 2014 study stating that the more you think of your partner as your soulmate, the less happy you'll be in your relationship. Again, common sense would tell you people who believe in concepts like soulmate are going to be less happy in relationships. Let me explain to you why common sense tells you this. The idea of a soulmate is that there's this one person out of the 7 billion people on the planet Earth, there's this one person you're supposed to be with. So you've created this huge amount of scarcity, right? As opposed to the red pill, the manosphere, the common sense, the real man, the anarcho-capitalist mindset of there's 7 billion people on the planet Earth, 51% of them are women. Yeah, there's plenty of girls out there, right? This is, oh, there's this one person on the planet, and that's my soulmate. So you're automatically operating from this level of scarcity. So when you find this one person, and you think this person is your soulmate, and you're going through this, through your relationship each day by day, thinking, this is the only person on the planet Earth that you can be with, you're going to very quickly turn into a placating beta male. Because all you're going to constantly be concerned with pleasing this one person, because there's nobody else who's going to be with you. And so you're going to start folding the laundry and vacuuming the floor and fucking agreeing with everything she says, because you're going to be terrified that your one soulmate is going to leave you and you'll never have sex again. And what will happen is you'll end up never having sex, because women are not attracted to beta males. All right. Let's go back to reading here. Along with the normal relationship pitfalls like family and drinking problems, researchers suggest that by referring to your partner as soulmate, you are more likely to feel unsettled and anxious during the relationship rough patches. Researchers remedied the situation, claiming that if you take your partner off the pedestal, you can better cope with the rough patches. Didn't Bill Belham say the same thing in Def Jam's How to Be a Player? So yeah, it's exactly what I said. Take the person off the fucking pedestal and treat them like a normal human, instead of this fucking only one on the planet fucking scarce, delicate resource. Third one. Smaller is better. Small penises unite. Those motivational pep talks you've cried into the mirror each morning weren't in vain. Again, notice the insults lobbed at men in an attempt to appease women. Notice the pep talks you cried in the mirror in vain. Oh, they're finally coming to fruition, those of you with small penises. Oh. A study by the Public Library of Science has spit in the face of Mother Nature and found that men with larger penises are more likely to have their wives cheat on them. Wait, what? Women who participated in the study said that large penises are cumbersome and sometimes painful during intercourse. This inconvenient truth thus forces them to search out smaller, less endowed partners. In related news, women also find success in kindness deplorable. I suspect women are going to fuck people who are not their husbands, boyfriends, partners, regardless of their penis size. This is just a convenient excuse. Women will look for any excuse to justify their infidelity. Oh, my husband's penis is too big. Well, you knew that when you married him. Speaking of women and sex, let me get more coffee. How are we on time? Sexy, 20 minutes. That should be about right. Yes, I know I'm not supposed to record with my back to the microphone. This is me refilling my coffee cup. They don't really need to hear that. They don't need to hear me talking about refilling my coffee cup. Maybe I should just record every episode talking directly away from the microphone. All right. Speaking of the juvenile Rooster magazine, a while back when Rooster first started, because I'm a fashion photographer in one of my other lives, I contacted Rooster and said, hey, what if we did some fashion spreads in your magazine? I'd be willing to do the photography for free just to get in there and get stuff published, yada yada. And they wrote me back like, yeah, what we're thinking about doing is having somebody go to CSU campus and hide and take pictures of people walking around that are wearing really ugly clothes, and then we'll publish them and make fun of those people. As just like, really, that's the level Rooster Magazine is operating on. Like, okay, you guys can just suck a fucking dick, because, yeah. Anyway, like I say, their target demographic is college kids who are stupider than fuck, because the old people around them have completely fucking failed. Failed to educate the kids, failed to teach them, failed to impart any kind of life wisdom to them. Yeah, thanks, old people. You have completely fucked the world. By creating this entire generation of people who will blindly accept anything they see on the internet and have no critical thinking skills and all have personality and mental problems that require large amounts of medication provided by pharmaceutical corporations. Thanks a lot, old people. Oh, but that's right, you're not responsible for that, are you? You old people had nothing to do with this. You're just sitting there, and all of a sudden, all these stupid children who can't read, can't write, can't think, they just magically appeared from nowhere. You had nothing to do with it. I sense a theme that will be emerging in the future. All right, Rooster Magazine's sex survey. Like most surveys, now I've talked before about statistics and surveys, and I always, this is where I should plug the book. Where's the book? Randy, where's my Bible? No, not that one. Randy, have you been moving things on my bookshelf? That's it, you're fired. Where is my Bible? I can't find the Bible. The book is called How to Lie with Statistics. I was going to look to find the author. The book is called How to Lie with Statistics. If you have not read this book, do not ever fucking talk to me about statistics. End of discussion. If you quote any fucking statistics to me, the first thing I'm going to say is, have you read the book, How to Lie with Statistics? If you say no, I'm going to tell you to go fuck yourself in the face with a bazooka. Okay? All statistics are bullshit for one reason or another. All of them have a certain level of validity, but only within a context. So there, we're going to go through this sex survey done by Rooster Magazine. Now, first of all, what is the context? First of all, there's no information provided in the publication of this sex survey. Rooster Magazine has provided no information about the time frame over which these answers were given. Right? Was this a weekend? Was it a week? Was it a month? Was it a year? There's no information about how many people participated in the survey. There's no information about, was the survey conducted in person? Was it conducted on the internet? I think it was conducted on the internet. But again, that information is not actually provided. So as I read these, keep in mind that there's no demographic information presented at all, or methodological information about how the survey was conducted or who took it. Now, odds are it was mostly taken by college-age people because that's the target of Rooster Magazine. Okay, but there's no context at all for these answers. So when somebody comes to you with a fucking survey like this, that's the first thing you need to do. The first fucking thing before because arguing with these people is a waste of time, first thing, what is the context of the survey? What are the demographics of the people involved? What is the methodology of the survey? If you don't have that information, that means you can really, I mean, you can talk about it like we're going to do, but you can't take it seriously because it has no fucking context. If I just walk up to you and I say blue, huh? Blue, the color blue. Okay, blue what? Well, I'm just like, no, blue. You don't agree with me, blue? You hate homosexuals. Well, no, I'm saying the word blue in a way that it has no fucking context. You can't do anything useful with that information. And that's what a survey is. When you see a survey, or you see a set of statistics and you don't have demographic information and you don't have methodological information, what you're seeing is a piece of information that has no fucking substance. It has no context, and therefore you cannot do anything useful with it other than casual conversations and just having fun. But when you're dealing with stupid people who were raised by the old people, but of course the old people have no responsibility, what can you do? All right, how are we on time now? Yeah, see how good I am at filling space? See, like, wow, I'm worried that you're going to run out of things to talk about. No. I couldn't run out of shit to talk about. Here we go. This is for the ladies. How do you like your guys? So their potential answers are circumcised, I'm circumcised, mushroom tip, baby's arm, I like girls. 60% say they like circumcised men, 21% uncircumcised, and 2.76% say they like girls. Yeah, I like girls too. See, we do have something in common, girls. What percentage of your partners have found your G-spot? 25% or under said that answers 25% or fewer, 50% or fewer, 75% or fewer, none, fucking idiots, and 100%. So 2.76, this is interesting, 2.76% of women said they like girls, 2.76% of women said 100% of their partners have found the G-spot. I wonder if there's an overlap there. All right, anyway. 54% of girls said it's 25% or fewer, and only 12% of girls said 75%, 18% of girls said 50%. What's the most irritating thing someone can do during sex? 30% said finish too early. I'm going to alter the format of how I read these. 30% said mislocating your clit. Again, dumbest generation ever. I can't find the clitoris. It's like, dude, there's how much internet porn is there? How can you not know where the fucking clitoris is at? Get on the fucking internet and do some research. Fucking Google it. Jesus Christ, you kids are fucking dumb. Or maybe they're just drunk. All right, again, we're talking about what's the most irritating thing someone can do during sex. 21% said lay there like a dead fish in silence. Now remember, these are girls. How does a guy lay there like a dead fish during sex when you consider men have to do all the work? I mean, girls will lay there like a dead fish, but they don't have to do anything. The man has to put the dick inside the girl and then go back and forth. How can a man... It's probably the drugs. It's probably the medication they're on for their personalities. That and their beta... Well, if I just lay here and do nothing and agree with her, maybe she'll have sex with me. I don't know. I don't get that. Whew. 10% said, grab your fat. Well, maybe you shouldn't be fat. And 8% said, not find your vagina. Again, do some internet research. All right. What do you need in order to have an orgasm? 15% said a vibrator. 8% said some sort of fantasy you imagine. 22%, by the way, I'm rounding up the percentages. I'm not going to give the decimal points. 22% said emotional intimacy or security. So 22% were liars. 10% said a partner with a heartbeat. So 10% are telling the truth. 27% said your own high-skilled hand. And 16% said some sort of insertion regardless of whether it's a penis or a doorknob. What percentage of time do you orgasm from oral sex? 16% said never, 35%, 25% or under, 24% said 50% of the time or less, 12% said 75% of the time or less, and 12% said all the goddamn time. What percentage of the time do you orgasm from vaginal intercourse? 18% said dream on. Well, maybe if you'd stop thinking about feminism and how oppressed you are because there's a cock inside of you, maybe you could loosen up an orgasm. 22% said 25% or under, 22% said 50% or under, 25% said 75% of the time or under, and 10% said every time. What sort of kinky, non-vanilla things are you most interested in trying? 17% said spanking, so 17% are honest. 41% said restraints, ropes or handcuffs. 14% said role-playing. 16% said group sex. 8% said sex tape. How many people have you slept with? Hold on. All right. Is that going to resolve? Technical issues. Is that going to resolve? All right. Now let's pause, fix that, and we'll be back. All right. We have to pause the recording, and we shall return. You won't even know we're gone. All right. Great. Did you miss us? Yep, and then we got to figure that out too. That's down the road. We did some upgrades here. We're still having a few little glitches here and there that must be fixed. Always something. Fucking technology. Technology, it makes your life easier. It actually doesn't. Fucking pisses me off. All right. We did vaginal intercourse, non-kinky. How many people have you slept with? All right, now remember, women aren't whores. Women don't sleep around. That's what we're being told. How many people have you slept with? 32% said 1 to 10. 35% said 11 to 20. Now remember, again, we have no demographics on this. This is aimed at college students. So you figure the average, the age range of people taking this survey is probably 18 to 25. 35% of them have slept with at least 11 up to 20 people. 17% said 21 to 30. 6% say 31 to 50. 6% say over 50. And 2.5% said zero. What do you think about hooking up with other girls? 22% said they're super down. I'm super down. I'm so fucking sick of women using the word super. It's super cute. Oh, that's super awesome. I'm super down. You're super stupid. What does that mean? So remember, when I say all women are bisexual, femistatists get their fucking panties in a wad. 22% of women say they're super down to hook up with other girls. 23% say they've done it once as an experimental thing. 28% said you'd maybe do it once but haven't yet. And 26% say they're happy with men. So again, that's about 75% of women who have either hooked up with chicks or would be willing to hook up with chicks, by their own admission in this survey for which we have no demographic data. But when I say all women are bisexual, I'm racist, sexist, and homophobic, misogynist, pig, yada, yada, yada. What would you define your sexuality as? 81% say straight. Now, there we go. It's the delusion of women coupled with their need to label things. All right, so 81% say they're straight, yet 22% say they're super down for hooking up with other girls, 23% say they've done it, and 28% say they'd maybe do it. Only 12% identify, it's interesting, in this survey, 0% of girls identified as gay, 0% identified as asexual, 6% identified as others, those are the trannies. So 12% said they're bisexual, yet 22% said they're super down to hook up with other girls. It just, the delusion, just say you're bisexual just fucking accept. If being, again, you know, if there's no stigma in being bisexual, why don't you women just say you're bisexual? But you can't do it, can you? Because you're so obsessed with what other people think about you and society and all this other stuff, you just can't fucking let go and say, yeah, I like fucking girls and I like fucking guys. Have you ever had a threesome? 28% said no. 34% said no, but I would. 18% said yes, but there was no fucking. I'm not sure you have a threesome without fucking. We have different definitions. 18% said yes, and it was awesome. Awesome. There's another word that gets overused. How do you feel about double penetration? 8% said great, I've done it and I'll do it again. 2% said she tried it and didn't like it. 46% said it's cool in porn, but not for me. 42% said not into it. Only 6% of chicks, so here, facial hair. So 45% say they like a short beard and short hair. 31% said all of the above. Oh, just, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, okay. 31% say beard, there or not there, and hair length don't matter to them. 12% said long beard, long hair. 6% said no beard, long hair. Ha, that would be me. So there's my demographic, that's 6%. Hopefully they overlap with the bisexuals. And then, what? Then 3% said none of the above. So, how can you, men can either have long hair or short hair and have a beard or not. How can you have none of the above? Beard? I mean, I don't know, shaved, bald? I don't know. How does porn make you feel? 42% said super horny. 40% said it's cool sometimes. 12% said apathetic. 6% said gross. What do you want to happen after sex? 26% say cuddling and pillow talk. 18% say fall asleep. 1% said one of you gets the fuck out. 34% said eat a pizza together. And 20% said go back to what you were doing. So there it is. After you fuck a college girl, you should order a pizza. Now the question is, do we extend this or do we record another episode? What do you think, Randy? I know what you want to do. You want to go, screw you guys, I'm going home. Hold on, let me look at this. I'm always right. Now, there's actually not that much more. Let's play the closing music out and then we will wrap this up. This is a good chance this is a good chance for me to figure out what the fuck I'm trying to say. This is a good chance for me to get water. You guys listen to the groovy tunes of David Gilmour. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go away. All right, refilled the water bottle. Man, it's getting nice outside too. I gotta get outside today. Last couple of days here in People's Republic have been gray and overcast and not that exciting, but man, the sun is shining right now. It's sexy outside. It's almost as sexy as I am. Hang on a minute. If I was smart, I would have done this during the little break there, but I'm not, obviously not smart today. Oh yeah. Open up the shades to the outside windows. It is sunny. All right, threesome porn after sex. What's the weirdest sexual encounter you've ever had? This was like a free-for-all. The orgy dome at Burning Man. It was weird as fuck in a hella awesome way, though. Okay. Guy asked to pee on me. And this was pretty cool. A fivesome in the basement of a restaurant I worked at. Yeah, that's my kind. That's why I like working in restaurants. All right, here we go. What? I'm so glad I decided to keep recording. All right. Now, if you've listened to this podcast before, you've heard my shtick about. When you ask someone, what do you want in a man? I want a man who's honest. You've all heard my shtick about how that's complete fucking bullshit. That women have no interest in honesty at all. Women don't give a flying fuck about honesty. Women are the biggest liars on the planet Earth, and they are not interested in a man who is honest. You've all heard my shtick that when a woman says she wants a man who's honest, then when she says to you, do these jeans make me look fat? I want you to tell her, no, honey, it's not the jeans that make you look fat. It's the fat that makes you look fat. I want you to try being honest with a woman, and I want you to let me know how that fucking goes for you. You've all heard the shtick. All right, here we go. What do you like most in a guy? I love how we're called guys instead of men. You know, there's this constant effort in our society. You know, I was thinking the other day, because there are people out there who are, I know I'm supposed to be just wrapping up the sex survey, just deal with it. Yeah, this might be longer than you thought. That's what I told her. This might be longer than you thought, baby. Anyway, focus. Deep breath. There is talk out there in the world, you know, people commenting on how our society is becoming infantized, how so-called adults are acting more and more like children. I don't think it's infantization that's taking place. I don't think people are becoming infantized. They're becoming feminized. They're becoming more and more like women, right? Because we take everything and we stick E on the end of it, like it's a foodie. If you actually know how to use a frying pan, you're a food. I'm a foodie. Oh, you mean you can prepare your own food like every other animal on the planet? Wow. Good for you. So, and you could say that being feminized and being infantized is essentially the same thing, but I don't think it's quite the same thing. Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I'll have to think about that. I haven't gone that far down the path yet. All right. Anyway. Randy wants me to get off my fucking shit in gear and finish the survey. What do you like most in a guy? They're called men, you stupid bitch. That's why you don't have a boyfriend. Because you can't tell the difference between a guy, which is a sort of asexual hipster who agrees with everything you say, hoping that you might have sex with him, and a man who just doesn't really give a shit about you unless you're sucking his dick. What do you like most in a guy? 2.62% said honesty. 2.62% are liars. Okay, 50% said sense of humor. 27% said heavenly doe eyes / sheer force of manhood. Okay. 2% said mama's boy. And only 18% said intelligence. Yep. Only 18% of women are attracted to intelligence. Again, not a big surprise there. When you look at the choices the younger females are making for who they're going to let fuck them, yeah, intelligence and honesty are not high on the list. We can tell this. All right. Quickest date killer. Quickest first date killer. 41% said arrogance. 22% said rudeness. 16% said phone checking. 20% said wedding ring. So apparently, and again, think of what, so these are the offers. So think about what this tells you. This tells you that only 20% of girls would not date somebody who has a wedding ring. You could have a wedding ring, as long as you're not arrogant, rude, and check your phone, you've got a good chance of dating her. Again, but women have morals, and women have ethics, and women have such high standards. Again, don't get me wrong, I'm not opposed to married men fucking women they're not married to. I mean, your woman you're married to is probably just going to get bored with you and destroy your life by taking half of everything you own anyway. So you might as well go have sex with some other women. It's not a big deal. Just saying, though, if women have so much respect, you know, if women have all this respect for other women, then why are you fucking a man who's married? Why are you doing that? I forgot. Women don't have responsibility. It's the man's fault. It has nothing to do with you, right? It's the man's fault that he's cheating on his wife. The fact that he's cheating on his wife with you, you're like Obama. You're not responsible for anything that happens. I mean, even though you're the one laying there with your legs open, with his cock inside, you're not responsible. He's raping you. It's rape culture. You were forced to do this by George Bush and the evil Republicans. All right, anyway, enough of that. But Randy's like, get the fuck on it before I come over there and kill you. Hey, can't kill me. I have CLSology. All right, best position. 57% said doggy. 16% said some enlightened Kama Sutra shit, which has an unpronounceable name. 12% said missionary, 8% said side by side, 6% say standing up. Are you a Tinder or other forms of social media kind of gal, or are you all about finding the connection while you are out and about? So in other words, does she want to be hit on and picked up on social media, or does she want to be hit on and picked up in real life? 16% said social media, 83% said out and about, which is why I do not. I've completely almost given up. Well, I've completely almost. I've given up on like trying to meet girls on social media. And just throwing this out, it's like I've found, like I've had a 100% failure rate. Like when chicks like, oh, friend me on Facebook. And dude, I haven't done that in years. Well, at least a year. But that if you're friending girls on Facebook thinking that's going to lead to you getting a date with them, no, not going to happen. It might happen once in a while, but it's a waste of your time. Complete fucking waste of your time. Ask the girl out in person. Do not fucking send her a Facebook message like some kind of fucking beta male fucking asexual guy coward. Will you go out with me? Just fucking ask them in person. God damn it. How would you rate yourself in the bedroom? 2% say amateur, 42% say average, 55% say 5-star general. Okay, sure. Fashion trends from the opposite sex you'll never understand. 29% say bucket hats. I'm not even sure what a bucket hat is. 43% say low sagging pants. Is that still a thing? I've noticed not as much low-hanging pants lately. It's the hipster thing is, I think, filling in for the low-hanging pants. Don't talk with a coffee cup in front of my mouth. Got it. Thank you. Flip-flops whenever it gets remotely warm outside. Say 8%. I'm guilty of wearing sandals in the snow. I'll admit it. And 18% say excessive jewelry or piercings. Can't disagree with that. First date, who pays? 40% say splitsies. 57% say them. Well, 57% of you are misogynistic and oppressive. And 2% say me. That's the 2% I want to go out with. Do you spit or swallow? 29% say they spit. 70% of girls say they swallow. Oh yeah. Would you or have you pierced your genitals? 20% say yes, I would. 77% say no, I would not. Thank goodness. And 2% say I already have. That's the 2% you stay away from. Then we move to the survey for the men. I'm not reading all of this because, and point of that part, because first of all, I don't date men, so I don't care. But second of all, because as I was reading through this, it's like to me, none of this, probably as a man, none of this was a surprise in any way, except for a couple. I just want to hit a couple of these. So for men, how many people have you had sex with? 26% say 1 to 10. 28% say 11 to 20. 23% say 21 to 30. 16% say 31 to 50. 4% said pretty much everyone I know, and 0% said zero. Now, most of these men are liars. There is no way in hell. Again, unless this test has only been taken by the, you know, top 20%. There have been, I talked about some of these before, I can't remember the sources, but there is evidence that, again, it's following the 80-20% rule, that 80% of the women are having sex with about 20% of the men. Because think about it, you go out, just go out on the street, wherever you are, sit down and just watch men go by. And look at these men and try to figure out, so you're going to tell me, according to this survey, this is what this is telling me, 26%. So this means that if 26%, this is called thinking and it's called math, it's called patriarchy. 26% of men say they've had sex with 10 or fewer women. And then 0% say they've had sex with zero women. That means 74% of men are claiming in this survey they've had sex with 11 or more women. That's, excuse me, one out of four men. I want you to go out in public, sit down, and watch men walk by, and I want you to tell me, point to them, what are the 75% of men you see that have had sex with 11 or more women? This is pure bullshit. Most of the men walking past you are these, and remember, this is, again, most likely college age. Go to a college campus, sit there, and look at the men walking past you. The boys, I should say. Which of them have had sex with 11 or more women? Do you think 75% of the men you're looking at have fucking stuck their cock inside of 11 or more women? I think the odds of that are fucking zero. So either this survey was only taken by the 20% of men who are fucking all the women, or a bunch of these men, boys, are lying their asses off. But it's an internet survey. I mean, there is no level of truthfulness. Again, that's why I say demographics and methodology are important. How would you rate yourself in the bedroom? Here's a surprise. 4% say they're amateurs, 41% say they're average, and 53% say they're five-star generals. Still don't know what that means. First date, who pays? So for the boys, 17% say splitsies, 0% say them, and 82% say me. Well, boys, you need to get over that oppressive attitude you have, because that is misogynistic. Thinking that you need to pay for a woman. Because you see, women these days, they're strong and independent. And they're equal. And you need to be like me. You make the women fucking pay. It's like you're going out, especially the first time, she's paying. For those of you who haven't heard this shtick, here's my rules. I will spend up to $20 on a woman. If I still haven't gotten her naked by then, she's cut. That's it. You get $20 and you better put out. And once I'm dating a chick, we go out one time, I pay. Next time we go out, she pays. Next time I pay. Next time she pays. Next time I pay. We bounce back and forth. This paying for the fucking woman all the time, it's time to get over it, boys. It's time to move on. And I got some opinion columns from college students I'm going to read sometime here in the near future that support my thesis that women are strong and independent, and anything that offends them needs to be made against the law. All right, now I'm just babbling. Have you ever made someone squirt? 68% of men say yes. 31% say no. Again, they are either lying or this survey is only about alpha male, only taken by alpha males. 68% of men have not made women squirt. That is a fucking lie and a fantasy. Again, unless only alpha males took this survey. All right, the biggest turnoff, 73% say crying. Yeah, girls, stop with the fucking crying because it doesn't work anymore. 12% said awkward sex moves. 7% said dirty talk gone wrong. 4% said toys that will just not work. And 2% said heavy breathing. Oh yeah, heavy breathing, baby. All right, that was the Rooster Sex Survey and all of its nonsense. Dude, it's fucking... Dude, I just said dude. I gotta get over that also. Like, totally, dude. All right, Randy, it's nice outside. Look at that sun. Let's get the fuck out of here. And we'll be back next week. You guys have fun. Everybody have a good weekend. See ya.